Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 263, and following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 263. My holy vision sees all things as pure. Father, your mind created all that is. Your spirit entered into it. Your love gave life to it. And would I look upon what you created as if it could be made sinful? I would not perceive such dark and fearful images. A madman's dream is hardly fit to be my choice, instead of all the loveliness with which you blessed creation, all its purity, its joy, its eternal quiet home in you. And while we still remain outside the gate of heaven, let us look on all we see through holy vision and the eyes of Christ. Let all appearances seem pure to us, that we may pass them by in innocence and walk together to our Father's house as brothers and the holy sons of God. My holy vision sees all things as pure. I contemplate this word pure, and I think about how I go to the grocery and the labels say this one is pure and the other ones don't say that they are pure. And it's like pure is something we really value and we think it's hard to get, that it isn't in everything. Not all labels say it's pure. So we search for the special one that says, I'm pure. But in this lesson, he tells us that everything is pure. What we have done is we have a shaker of doubt, which we sprinkle on everything. We shake it on things, and then we doubt they are pure, because we have added this additive of doubt to it, the ego thoughts. But he tells us in this lesson that everything is pure. The broken cup is pure. The flower with something added is pure. It's just our additive sprinkle of judgment and doubt that makes it seem to us it's not pure. When I look at myself and I ask, am I pure? And the ego may want to sprinkle doubt, but this lesson says, I am pure. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, help me today to remember all things are pure. Help me to throw away the shaker of doubts. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind. We picture a light of pureness sitting where our heart is. We allow the light to expand and cover the entire self with the radiance of pureness. And we look around And we notice that everywhere we look, this light of pureness is radiating out of everything we see. And then we notice that their radiance is not separate from ours, that all there is a continuance of radiance, of pureness.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining with me in remembering we see only the radiance of truth, of pure love, when we are willing to see it. Namaste.